Hey, everybody. Wow, this is a good beginning of this podcast. Hey, everybody. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and it's my privilege to do so. We're going through verses that will prepare us for Christmas, and today I'll be reading to you from Matthew chapter 2 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them where the Christ would be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written through the prophet, 'You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor who shall shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. When you've found him, bring me word so that I also may come and worship him." They, having heard the king, went their way, and behold, the star which they saw in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. They came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Opening their treasures, they offered to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." He arose and took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceedingly angry and sent out and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all the surrounding countryside from 2 years old and under, according to the exact time which he had learned from the wise men. Then that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, for she wouldn't be comforted because they are no more." But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." He arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Being warned in a dream, he withdrew into the region of Galilee and came and lived in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken through the prophets, that he will be called a Nazarene. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we just see these prophecies, some of which we have read, come true in this particular passage. And I also was just struck today by the fact of this idea of Exodus is echoed throughout Scripture. We see it with the handmaiden Hagar, who came from Egypt and then was enslaved, and Sarai's handmaiden. We see it, of course, in the Exodus story of being enslaved in Egypt and then being set free and coming into the Promised Land. And we see it here, where Jesus has started in Egypt and then ends up going into Galilee, into Israel, and eventually into Jerusalem. And so, Lord, I just love the harmony of Scripture. I love how we can draw all these beautiful conclusions about you and about these patterns that we see. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend today who may feel like they're in Egypt. They're enslaved to something. They don't know how they're going to be set free, and they just need emancipation from you. And so, Lord, I pray for that holy emancipation, that you would part whatever Red Sea is before them, whether it be pornography or an addiction or a broken relationship or a broken heart or healing from the past. Lord, it just can seem really insurmountable sometimes, but you are the God who goes through the waters with us. You are the God who parts the seas. You are the God of might and power. You are the God who is mighty over the oppressor. You are the God who emancipates us from our shackles. And so, Lord, during this Christmas season, I pray this would would be a season of freedom, of being set free from the things that shackle us. And I thank you so much for the echoes of that, even in this little passage today. I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And a huge thanks goes to my friend, Susie Mae Warren, who has sponsored this podcast. She's written this amazing planner for 2022, and I would love for you to pick up a copy. It's called My Brilliant Writer Planner, and you can find it at My Brilliant Writing Planter. No, planner, not planter. That would be cool to have a planter. No, mybrilliantwritingplanner.com. And you can use the code PRAY2022 for a 20% off discount. Actually, I just read that that is good through November 30th. So never mind. You cannot use that discount. But anyway, this planner was created by her. This is for creatives. This is if you want to kind of do your 2022 with intention and with joy, and you need a specific planner that asks you about even your habits and how to track your good habits. She has things that she basically created this planner for herself because she wanted to spend more time doing the things that she valued, like health issues to family issues to ministry and to her career. She writes this: the planner is designed to help you identify your values and then construct a life plan that expresses those values. But it's not just a life strategy. Susie Mae Warren also includes planning for writers to help them strategize for a productive writing year. So if you're a writer, definitely pay attention to this. And it also comes with classes filled with techniques and strategies for time management, super important, creating powerful habits, also very important, and how to focus on your priorities. Now, I've watched Susie do this. I've seen her use her own planner, and I've seen her accomplish amazing things every single year. So if this interests you, you can go to mybrilliantwritingplanner.com, and you can see there's a bunch of different formats that you can buy it in, and I hope it's a blessing to you. Thank you, Susie, for sponsoring Pray Every Day.